What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. French Connection. It is a great day to be on the radio, starting a new week. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am the witness. And the website is iamthewitness.com. And contact information for me, iamthewitness@hotmail.com. Lots of happenings, lots going on, lots of people I'm talking to, trying to further our story, trying to get more support for the truth. And as you all well know, the truth that we're exposing right now is the only story that really matters, guys. It's not Jesuit assassins, and it's not Martians, and it's not an Opus Dei, even. It's not any of those things. However, I have looked into some of the power structure of this Illuminati group started by Weishaupt. Weishaupt actually built his control mechanism to go out and build satellite organizations around the world, and that's one of the genius points of how these people have gotten away with this. They went out and tried to rope in both sides of every political debate with their own organizations. Then they funded them well. They brought people from the community on both sides of issues into it. And they never allowed these things to know that each other were a part of a larger organization. And they've built this apparatchik across the world, this apparatus, this power structure. And the left-right paradigm has always been a false one. It's glaring when you see that the policymakers in our country always go in the same direction in spite of saying that they're right and left. The ultimate truth is that there has never been a true right or a true left. That was whole debate was invented by these people. It's brilliant, really, when you take a look at it. But I've been in contact with some people here in Europe who are very, very, very well informed. They have been fighting this fight for longer than myself or Eric. One of them, his name is David Pidcock. And David Pidcock is a researcher and an extraordinarily well-placed human being on this battleground here. David, along with Muhammad, some of the stuff that you've been listening to lately from Muhammad, and others, including, you know, Lady Michelle Renoff, who is part of the socialite elite of Britain, who is clearly coming out against what's happening. She's fighting them. She, by the way, is going to be going over to see the trial of David Irving in Austria. And she has agreed to do a show with me after she returns. So for the Austrian criminals that are trying to try a man for investigating history, you're going to be exposed to an audience of over 10,000 very well-informed people. Which brings me to the next thing here. Colonel Barry Turner. We're are going to be working with Barry Turner as well, who happens to be very, very well-versed in these subjects. You see, now that we've come to the end of the road for who did it, now we have to figure out how they did it exactly and find weaknesses in their chinks in their armor, as it were, problems that they've created for themselves, or ways of explaining it to the listeners so that you will be able to understand that this is in no way a fabrication. I'm sure that you guys don't think that anyway, but when trying to sell this to other people, and this is what we really need to do, for you 10,000 out there, if you could all find 10 people, I, with your help and Eric's help, and the fact that I played my cards right on the radio network, was able to get 10,000 people to hear this truth. Now, I couldn't have done it alone. I didn't do it alone. I would have never been able to do anything alone. Alone, you are alone. That's period. That's it. You don't go anywhere alone. This is a group effort, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I keep calling on you again and again and again to help me. We need to recruit more people into this truth. There is a buzz across the world right now that something is afoot in the country and in the world. People are beginning to ripen and ready themselves for the truth. You may find that people explain some of this stuff to some weeks or months ago are now opening up to the possibility that you may have been right. I'm asking each of you to take these files and place them on websites, download them to an email and send them around. Call people up during my show. Stop the show for a minute and call people and say, you've got to hear this stuff. Email them parts of the show. Email them an article. Let them hear Benjamin Friedman. Bring them to this truth. We need 20,000, then 40,000, then 100,000 strong. We can do it worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Many of my listeners are in Germany, in Russia, and throughout the Middle East. And by way of the Internet, I have become popular actually in Malaysia and in Czechoslovakia, as well as Canada and all parts of our globe. We need to take these people down. And the only way we're going to do it is with the facts, with dedicated people, and with you guys taking an active role. I beg you this day, this hour, this minute that you hear this. This is the time now for you to live out your creed as a true patriot, as a true person who wants to live in liberty and freedom. Think of the world we could have without these people. Think of the world we would have had without them. Think of the 100 million they murdered had we not had to have these people in charge. What kind of world we could have now? What kind of qualities we could have brought to our planet? What kind of uses of our technology we could have made? What kind of efforts in medicine and stuff we could have used with all these stolen military trillions, all the loss of life, the potential that was evaporated by these people. And they're planning on doing it again times 10, ladies and gentlemen. So for you out there, this is not entertainment radio. This is not entertainment. This is a death rattle for our world if you don't do something. I have been asking my listeners to work with me on this. I know you have. But it's time really to get busy. Print flyers. Take this stuff. Put it on podcast, shoutcast. You have my full permission to take my files, my information, my work, and place it everywhere. Not just the net. Turn it to hard copy. Turn it to CDs. Put it on cassette tapes. Whatever you can do. I'm begging you this day. These people have plans on killing more humans in Iran, and poisoning our environment with possible nuclear strikes. And they have more plans on imploding our nation and destroying its sovereignty. And this is all in the name of a Zionist Jewish conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. And I promise you, I've vetted my information. I don't ever make these kinds of claims lightly. They are factual. They are factual. And they're frightening. And in the extreme, they're frightening. And I'm asking each of you today, this Monday, to make a pledge to me and to yourselves and to your wife, to your children, to your grandchildren and to their future grandchildren and the future generations that this is the day we begin to take our country and our world back from criminal Judaism. I am not anti-Semitic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm anti-criminal, and that is the fact of the matter. If they want to slander me with anti-Judaism and anti-Semitism, that is, I won't wear that moniker, and you know it as well as I do, and anyone who listens to these broadcasts can understand the difference. These are criminals. Look who's in charge of our country. Look who's running this man Chertoff, Homeland Security. Look who's in charge of the Pentagon and who's run things over there, and Dov Zolkaim. And look at the three rabbis in the administration. Look at George Bush going to Torah classes. Look at the Zionists that are in the leadership role of our media every single place you look. Just watch the end of a movie, ladies and gentlemen, and watch the credits roll and see who's working for Hollywood. It's an entire who's who of the Jewish community. But they're not just Jewish. They're Zionists. They're putting out the propaganda, these awful programs where everyone's dead and dying and sick. Or they're putting out sickening homosexual shows where everybody turning gay and the family is dead. Betty Friedan, Jewish, destroyer of families, destroyer of relationships. Unbelievable. Gloria Steinem, Jewish, paid by the CIA to destroy the family. This goes back for generations. Take a look around you. Can't you smell it? Can't you see it? Don't you know it? Don't you? It's there. I'm asking you today. This is the day that the fight begins. No more 10,000 when I look at the statistics. I want 15 and 20. It's going to take your effort. It's up to you. I can't do this alone. I've never been able to do this alone. This has never been a solitary effort. And I'm begging you this day. Today we're going to bring on somebody who I admire for his efforts at bringing the truth out. His name is Reverend Ted Pike. He's been on the show many times. He's very learned. He's written books on the subject of criminal Zionism and criminal Judaism. And we're going to talk about some of the things that I asked him to look at. The 13th Tribe I asked him to listen to about the things that I brought forward. And we're going to discuss maybe some other points that I may not have known about. These facts, these truths, need to be shown to every single person with a thinking mind. Pass over the resistors. Go right to the next person. But I think you're going to find out that there's less and less resistance every day out there, ladies and gentlemen. I think the people that resisted you a month ago may now be ready to hear you. Try it. Call them up right now as you hear this broadcast. Ask them to listen to you to this. Tell them to read the articles that I've got. Listen to Benjamin Friedman. It will change your life. It'll change their life. I have children, and I want to see their children. I don't want to live my life in tyranny. I don't. I can't. The idea of that, I would rather be dead. And, of course, when tyranny does visit us, I will lay my life down to stop it. Will do that because I can't live any other way. I'm either free or I'm dead. And we have already lost much of our freedom now. We are 3/4 of the way, if not further, along to full despotism, ladies and gentlemen. Take the action. Beat these people at the game that we're playing here. And it's an information game. It's a battle. It's a war. You know, I've brought out so much information about these cretins, Alex Jones and the rest of them. Why have I said so much about them? Well, they do not take you to the truth. They're not part of this fight, guys. I'm so sorry to tell you. If you go keep tuning into them, they're not going to point you to these people. And as they're talking about the auto highway, this new corridor coming up through the United States, and you're all angry about paying higher tolls or higher gasoline. Behind the scenes, the entire nation is being stolen out from under us by criminal Jews. And yet, no mention of it from Alex Jones. And when you get to the rent site, they talk about Zionism, but they don't talk about this. See, they're damage control for the Zionist exposers. They're trying to control the things I say through a larger audience than I have. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why Eric and I have come out against them. That's why nobody links to our site. Nobody. Got three people now. Got one other person. This is really great. Nobody links to us. Nobody. Maybe it's better that way. Maybe we'll grow this the way it is, just the way it is. And we'll make this truth possible to all of you, just the way we are right now. But you bring the people. You have them visit. Recently, we've started wondering what happened to Michael Rivero. He won't touch these issues anymore. We think he's been frightened off. It all happened right when Alex Jones started having him on as a guest. Yep. And now he won't touch any of our truth, any of our information. I think he's been threatened, and he won't admit it. So we don't post with him anymore. He's not going to put our stuff up. Do I think he's a bad guy? I can't tell you that. I can certainly tell you he's a coward. I know that as a fact. Is he working for them? I don't know that. I absolutely don't know that. But I am telling you beyond any reason, any shadow of a doubt, the man's a coward. And I have access to him directly. Got his phone numbers, guys. I talked to him directly. He's a coward. And I'm ashamed of him. He should be ashamed of himself. You know, this is when people, when bravery and courage and forthrightness and all of those righteous things that we all hope we could be when the hard times come are needed by people of means. And he happens to have means based upon his ability to get the word out. Shame on this man for not doing this. He knows the truth. He's been at it 12 years, guys. Piddling around the edges because he's too much of a coward to stand up. Shame on him. Anyway, you know, I have no doubt that we're going to beat these guys. I have no doubt about it. This guy down in New Mexico, the handler down there, Greg Ziegler, you're going to go down with the rest of them. And hey, you got an address too, so you be careful about shipping me some LSD over here on my food there, pal. You know, you have a place where you live, and that's a public knowledge, too. So you start telling people, you know, telling me that you're going to lace my food, they're going to lace my food with LSD. This is what this guy tells me in a phone call. Well, watch out, they put LSD in your food, and you find you on the side of the road drooling, and all this, oh, my God, veiled threat. Unbelievable what this guy said to me. Okay. Alrighty, and then he starts making other veiled threats when he speaks to Eric about, you know, his honor, and he'll take care of people who challenge his honor. I'm a Army Intel Special Forces. Yeah, well, good. You have to live somewhere too, pal. Don't think for a minute that people that I know where that is. So, you threaten me with your LSD, and you threaten me with your honor shit, and that's the way that goes, huh? You see, I'm not afraid of these people because the worst thing that can happen to me is that they take my life. But I got to tell you something. Here's the interesting thing. If they do that, it would be the biggest mistake of their entire fight against me because it would explode this message. But secondly, they would certainly lose some of their own people coming to this house. That's a fact. And I don't think they'd get this far. Not out in the middle of nowhere. There's too many farmers and dogs and guns and stuff all around here. These people are all well armed and they're all. But by the way, everybody thinks that the Europeans don't own guns. more bull pucky, guys. There's not a person anywhere I know around here that doesn't have guns. You walk into their house, they got guns everywhere. Not handguns, rifles. Nice ones, too. Beauties. And you hear explosions of rifle fire all the time around my house, all the time. All of my neighbors are well armed. Just that way. And I happen to have some very, very quality neighbors around here with attack dogs and the whole rest of it. And so this is the situation that I see myself in. I'm not afraid to tell people the truth. I'll stand up to them. I will fight for you and with you. But I certainly and honestly and clearly cannot do it alone. And I'm asking you this day. This is the right day to do it, guys. 13th of February. The right day. Tomorrow, my birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday. Well, we can start by growing this audience on Daryl Bradford Smith's birthday. Isn't that great? And have wonderful numbers come in and get this message out, because I'm bringing you guests like Lady Michelle Renoff and Colonel Barry Turner and David Pidcock. And by the way, they're in negotiations right now to give me a huge broadcast place on Malaysian radio. That's right, guys. Broadcast worldwide on shortwave, internet broadcasts, also a skip broadcasting through satellite and everything from Malaysia. Yipper. So we're going to be going from an audience of 10,000 to 15,000 up to 5 to 7 million. Welcome to the fight. It's a big fight, and we're going to take these people down. Trust me. They're going down, and we're going to bring them down. So, after this break, and we are going to try to re-engineer that beautiful song by Patti LaBelle so that it sounds better. We tried to compress that song for you, and it lost 90% of its quality. But it's called The Best Is Yet to Come. And I picked that on purpose because it is. We are going to win. Make no mistake about it. The day of for us is near for our winning is going to start soon, because the truth is getting out everywhere. We are rattling the cage of these criminal Jews, and that's exactly what they are. And it's exactly what Reverend Pike calls them, criminal Jews. But they're Zionists, and we're going to expose them and beat them. So I'll talk to you after this beautiful music break, and then we'll have Reverend Ted Pike. Until then.